wants an oblique mouth.
I understand that. But this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare, out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. You know, any static, taking it with Bleak.
Bleak, 2 E's, 1 K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. As well, a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Hi, everybody. This is Bleak in here at the studio, CITR Radio, 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Exquisite Corpse, Canada's favorite radio show. Thanks for dropping by. Hey, everybody in the studio has been in the studio for the last half hour or so, has been drinking something. And that's what kind of day I think we're having here. A day of celebration, of lightheartedness, and kind of going with the flow, doing what you feel, having a good time. And if this wasn't enjoyable, why volunteer doing it, huh? Why? Anyway, I've got a very interesting show programmed for you this evening. First off, I'm gonna start you with some things that are fairly new from Twig Harper and Daniel Higgs, the Clair Audience Fellowship album we presented to you last night. It's a release coming out on Thrill Jockey this month. Mayfair Set will be in here too. Teenage Panzer Corpse will be in there. We'll also be hearing some older stuff from Star Pimp. The new Sam Prekop is in this mix as well, so I want you to stay with me. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a lot of fun, and I don't know. Let's see if I've got everything set up for this, though. I'm just still sort of figuring out. Okay. Let's hear Twig Harper and Daniel Higgs, these Clair Audience Fellowship, and track called Number 4. I don't know. I'm not hearing anything either. This happened last week. Okay. Well, let me figure out what's going on here while we should probably just listen to some messages here, and then we'll move into that. So stick with me, folks. I'll be right back with this thing.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Instantaneously
form a new and superior world for God to inhabit. To abandon humility just for the brief moment it takes to judge it all. To walk as though made of a subtle but fluid light. To walk in dreams beside one's beloved. Assuming many shapes, aspects, and attitudes. To walk with you. To regard a world of falsehood as a strange garden. To never wait for long, or wait forever. To see you again. To sing with wailing, cooing, shrieking, and whispering. To sing love expands toward its center. To hallucinate savagely. To hallucinate practically. Hallucinate collectively. To cast off hallucination as a threadbare garment. To distinguish a reality happening. To give that reality away. To know all the names of nothing. To scream an inarticulate sound with such passion and yearning and ferocity and accuracy, as to instantaneously form a new and superior world for God to inhabit. To abandon humility just for the brief moment it takes to judge it. We'll be right back.
And that is music from Star Pimp, Splooge. A track called Splooge. What happened to the music? From their EP called Treasure Trail, which is a treasure trove. believe me. The album that came after that called Seraphim 280Z by Star Pimp. Also a masterpiece. So look for Star Pimp. You won't be dissatisfied, I don't think. Teenage Panzer Corpse before that with Knut Hamson. Hamson, that is. I don't know too much about Teenage Panzer Corpse, but very intriguing band in my mind. Mayfair set was before that with Dark House. We heard Twig Harper and Daniel Higgs from Clear Audience Fellowship and a track called Number 4. That is a Thrill Jockey release coming out soon enough. Yes. Got a request for this song a bit ago, before the show started even. We're going to be hearing from Splattertron with Penis Now on Exquisite Corpse. Enter in. Splattertron and Penis from the MySpace page, which is myspace.com. Splattertron, you know how to find that stuff, right? Anyway, here we are on Thursday evening. Ben just showed up and was asking me about Bumbershoot.
Yeah, how was it?
It was okay.
How was it?
I talked about it a little bit last week. It was interesting, kind of awkward.
Who did you remember?
I saw a lot of comedy this year.
Oh, really? What did you see?
I saw Marc Maron a couple times, and then I met him at the grocery store.
Oh. Buying booze?
No. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
No, and then I saw Patton Oswalt a couple times, and I saw...
So were they doing the same material? Is it the same show, or is it different?
They're kind of different shows. I saw Tig Notaro do the exact same show twice.
Okay, right. I've seen that, yeah.
Exactly. Word for word, gesture by gesture, the same.
Right.
But it was okay.
So how is it done? Is it just throughout the whole time they just have a whole stage of just comedians?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, you have to line up in the morning for the bummer right. shoot lineup, and then line up in the lineup
to get that.
to get the comedy tickets. Your guaranteed comedy tickets.
Was it busy?
And then it wasn't as busy this yeah. year because okay. I think the weather wasn't as good and the lineup wasn't as impressive.
Right.
And then the main stage was a different situation too because you could buy those in advance. Your main stage stuff if yeah. you wanted to go see that, because usually Bumbershoot Ground is filled with kids that are just there for the main stage, right. you know.
So wait, you can buy them in advance and you just buy the main stage and that's it? Because I remember
yeah.
last year what happened was you get your you get in, but if you really want to see the big show, you have to line up and get your special main yeah. stage thing, which was free if you have.
Yeah, permission. They changed it this year.
Yeah.
So you could buy them like an extra $20 or so and get your...
Like guaranteed or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But the place is huge anyways. You still get in, you just be far.
It's really big.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Dylan was barely audible as
yeah,
a...
Yeah, but you're not, so yeah. Even if you're close, it won't be.
And it's not like old people say, well, he could never sing. It's like, we all know yeah. the deal with Dylan.
Yeah.
But it was different. He could barely croak it out, and it was, and the songs were changed up a bit, so you weren't sure if you were hearing the song for the first 2 minutes or so. Like, am I hearing what I think I'm hearing?
Mm.
Is that the song that everybody knows?
Right.
Nobody knows if
so
that's the song we all
him,
know.
Or do you think it's just the sound there? It's you
think? I think it's partly that he doesn't care and he wanted to change it up and
yeah.
is, you know, and this and that. And
yeah.
it,
right.
I don't know. It was, you know, well, it's sort of daring you to enjoy it in,
yeah.
in some way.
Yeah.
Right. It may be his
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It was cool. Well, yeah. what's new with you? What have you been doing?
Yeah. Nothing too much.
You what? Know. Just hanging out here?
Well, Shindig started, so, you know.
Yeah, Shindig, and that takes up a lot of time.
Yep. All the time.
And energy.
All I think about, yeah. That's all I think
yeah.
about. That's it.
Mr. Shindig.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. It's all good.
Kick me in the shindigs.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you got coming up tonight?
Pins and Needles.
Pins and Needles?
Yeah.
Well, I know, we're waiting expectingly.
Sorry, Needles and Pins. I always get that confused. It's a bank on Needles and Pins.
Is it needles and Pins?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't slide off the tongue like Pins
yeah,
and Needles.
I don't know.
I don't know. I better have a talk with those people.
Yeah. All right. That's yeah. good radio.
All right, what have I got coming up here? We listened to, I told you about that. I got the Sam Prekop album, which is new from Thrill Jockey now, on a song called Telework, and let's check that one out, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. I've got new headphones.
Yeah? You like those?
Yeah, it sounds alright. I mean, it's new, so it still works.
New headphones?
Yeah, I don't know why they break so quickly. I don't know. These look cheaper, though. Maybe they break faster.
I want the board to have actual working lights where, you know, I can't see.
Oh.
Yeah. What is this on? Anyways. Sam Prekop now. As we speak. Telework is the name of this song. Stay tuned. Fantagram's coming up. And also some Acceptor. And... and all that. So this is CITR, Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show.
Sparkling night. wonderful and exciting place. And there are a thousand exciting things to do without experimenting with music of your own.
This is Vicky from People Like Us, and you're listening to Exquisite Corpse on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Making a cuppa? Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy, too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
Hey, everybody, it's Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. Thanks for dropping by tonight. What can I tell you? Industry was the last track we played. Are You Ready for the Wave from a single they put out long, long time ago? Yeah. Fantagram did 10,000 claps from Eyelid Movies. New one from Fantagram. Been looking forward to the full length of theirs, and it's pretty good. Heard Sam Prekop in there from Telework from his upcoming Thrill Jockey release, which could be out, I think. I don't know. It might be. And here we are. About 10, maybe 11 minutes after 8 o'clock on a Thursday evening. Thanks for listening to CITR Radio on the dial or on CITR.ca online. Or a podcast, which you can find at CITR.ca if you so choose to live your life that way. I don't know what that means. I got some Acceptor music right now, a band called Acceptor, album called, I almost said Ska. It's called Ka, K-A. Shattered Skull is the name of the track now.
Thank you. an vollkommenes Bild von einem vollkommenen Fremden. Nach dem Mode auf dem Bild müsste es in den 40ern aufgenommen sein.
Dead Fish Ensemble, a track called Ace, I believe, from Neumuster Volume 1, something like that. Ultravox did Hair X from Vienna from a long time ago. This is my segment where I'm trying to give the young kids much younger than me a feeling of what it was like to listen to college radio back in the early to mid 80s. I don't know why. It's kind of silly and pathetic. But nevertheless, here's Howard Devoto and Rainy Season.
Creates this outcry. this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Thank you.
Convergence of media art, electronic music, and digital culture. Four nights of music on the cutting edge of hip-hop, dubstep, techno, house, and disco. 8 days of inspired media artistry. New Forms Festival 10, September 10th to the 18th. Celebrate sound, light, dance, and experience with the scene's hottest artists. Love and Electric, Love Dancing, Babe Rainbow, the UK's Blue Daisy, Nasty Nasty, from the US, Beat Nation, and Omar S. The Best, plus more. New Forms Festival 10, September 10th to the 18th, a festival for you. Music and Media Arts Exhibition at W2 Storium, 151 West Cordova Street. Info and schedule at newformsfestival.com.
And this is CITR Radio 101.9 Vancouver, Exquisite Corpse, Canada's favorite radio show. Hey, thanks for dropping by this evening. Well, yeah, I know. New Wave in the past. Europa and the Pirate Twins. From Thomas Dolby's Golden Age of Wireless. Which, I don't know what to say about that. I think there were some songs on that album that were overrated and some other ones that were underrated. I think you can guess what I'm talking about. Leave it at that. Play for Today by The Cure, right before that, and that is from The Cure's 17 Seconds. Going way, way back. We heard Central Unit and Saturday Night from, I think an EP there is called Loving Machinery from years back. Howard Devoto did Rainy Season from Jerky Versions of the Dream. And here we are on Thursday night here at CITR Radio. New Forms Festival coming up on the 18th. Don't miss it. You just heard a little about that. We have an online presence at CITR.ca. I got just a few more tracks. Also, borrowing a lot from the past again, I know. I just thought it was time to sort of give a big chunk of this stuff, get it out of my system for a while. I don't know if it'll work. but I'm giving it a shot. What I have for you now is Red Rocker's Teenage Underground, followed by Weirdos, Jungle Rock, and then some Monochrome set coming up. Stay tuned.
Oh,
That is the Monochrome set here on Exquisite Corpse. I'm about out of here. Gosh, time to say goodbye already? I guess it is. Anyway, thanks for dropping by to Exquisite Corpse this evening. Thunderbird Radio Hell is next, and Needles and Pins. You got it right. First time. Second time. I'm going to be leaving you with Tom Verlaine now in my little Blast from the Past segment here. Monochrome set, Ein Symphonie de Grands there from the Independent Singles Collection. Before that, The Weirdos with Jungle Rock. That was from Experiments in Destiny, a Bomp compilation from 1980. Red Rockers in there with Teenage Underground from Condition Red. And here we are. All right, this is Tom Verlaine and Traveling on Exquisite Corpse. Remember, the future is bleak. Good night.
Like